Keep the Faith, Elder Delbert L. Stapley. Delbert L. Stapley, Conference Report, April 1965, pages 22-26. My brothers and sisters and friends, and this includes the unseen listening audience hearing this service this afternoon, I wish to express a few thoughts which to me appear timely and important. I am deeply concerned with the unmoral and unethical trends in our society and the American way of life established by the founding fathers of our beloved country. The very foundations of moral and ethical behavior are crumbling about us. This President David O. McKay pointed out so poignantly and eloquently to us this morning. Satan seems to have power over his dominions. Beware the forces of destruction. There are many-headed serpents at work in the world, and often unknowingly, or unwittingly, but certainly unwisely. Some folk play into the hands of wicked, designing men and endorse and promote their crafty schemes and plans which are evil and harmful to the society of decent men and women. These evil influences which are insidiously creeping in among us paint an alarming view for the future if we do not awaken and take proper action to reverse these undesirable trends. Monster of frightful mien, the issues may not appear to be too significant when each promotion is quietly initiated. But with an apathetic populace and the sympathetic support of misguided prominent men and women, both in and out of public office, they are coming with more regularity and frequency as power of position increases. Too many of us are naive, undiscerning, and unsuspecting in these matters. We do not acquaint ourselves sufficiently with vital issues which should concern us, nor do we always determine the motives behind them. Therefore, by our complacency and the subtle claims of value by the promoters, we seem to be unaware of the seriousness these issues present. Only with knowledge of the affairs and happenings of national, state, and community interest, with eternal and watchful vigilance, can the honest in heart be safeguarded against designing men and the underworld element of iniquity, who want to set up for financial gain many forms of vice and harmful substances detrimental and degrading to the physical, moral, and spiritual well-being of young and old alike. Evil is aggressive and ruthless. When these satanic influences get their foot in the door, they will attempt to ride roughshod over the barriers of decency to expand their diabolical plans and operations. All the proposed controls to these evils will be swept aside and the innocent and undiscerning exposed to every nefarious scheme promoted by such powerful organized interests. The best defense, we must be an alert people, ever defending our rights, liberties, and ideals by active and interested participation in all which concerns us. Throughout this nation many doors and devious ways are being opened to the underworld with their racketeering and evil designs. It seems so many of us who could act cooperatively and legitimately according to just purposes and procedures can form by coercion because it is the order of the lay, rather than take an active part for that which is right and be courageous enough to stand up and be counted for being on the side of right. I do not mean people or groups should lawlessly take things into their own hands, but rather seek redress by personal or written petition according to the rights and privileges guaranteed by the basic constitution of this land. To assure security of righteous purpose, the Lord has warned and counseled, comma, when the wicked rule the people mourn. Wherefore, honest men and wise men should be sought for diligently, and good men and wise men ye should serve to uphold. Otherwise whatsoever is less than these cometh of evil. There are many do-gooders and preferential organized interests which confuse many issues and tend to dominate by coercion and intimidation the minds and the morale of men. Honest and honorable men and women are instant subjects of deception by the unscrupulous, ambitious agents of darkness. Power on the Lord's side. The Lord has spoken and warned. Hearken, O ye people, and open your hearts and give ear from afar, and listen, you that call yourselves the people of the Lord, and hear the word of the Lord and his will concerning you. For this is a day of warning, and not a day of many words. For I, the Lord, am not to be mocked in the last days. He has further said that he require the heart and a willing mind and the obedience of the children of men in these last days, and that he expects us to walk in all the commandments of God blameless. Why are we gathered here in the tops of the mountains? We are assembled here unitedly to perfect ourselves and be living examples of that which we proclaim unto the world God's word and law. It is from here that the word of the Lord is to go forth to all nations. The law cannot go forth from Zion in power to the people of the world, and successfully so, without faithful example and courageous spiritual firmness by the saints to support fully every principle, standard, and ideal which is part and parcel of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now is the time to show. The enemies of righteousness should know our works, sincerity of purpose and convictions, and where we as a church and people stand on vital moral issues. All good, honorable men and women are invited, welcomed, and received gladly in our communities to enjoy the benefit of our society. spiritual environment, companionship, and friendship, all of us should be intensely interested in wholesome community life with a moral and spiritual influence where families are free from all forms of vices and enticements to do evil. We should not open our doors to questionable influences because we are not interested in them, nor do we wish to expose ourselves or our loved ones to that which they offer. No individual or institution or organization of men can offer anything comparable to what the Lord has given His people. It is His gospel plan and way of righteousness we seek. Anything contrary cannot bring happiness and peace. As people of the Lord, we are different, and we choose, and I hope dare, always to be different. Uphold the ways of the Lord. We are therefore set apart to uphold the ways of the Lord and sustain the virtues of godliness in our personal lives, and by our example of righteousness stand as an ensign of hope and goodwill to the nations of the earth. The Lord has declared that the rebellious shall be pierced with much sorrow, for they have strayed from mine ordinances, and have broken mine everlasting covenant. They seek not the Lord to establish his righteousness, but every man walketh in his own way, and after the image of his own God, whose image is in the likeness of the world. No compromise with evil. Can we risk liberality in our personal viewpoints and interpret to our own selfish ends the revelations from the Lord as taught in Scripture and by divinely called men, and thus attempt to set at naught the commandments of God? We are advised not to trifle with sacred things. It isn't wise for man to set aside the counsels of God and walk in his own way, which way is a path of pitfalls and of the errors of darkness. Every soul should seek through righteousness the light of the Spirit as a guide through his entire mortal life. In large measure, truth these days is so screened and bantered about that it walks a tightrope. Truth not only requires of us a good knowledge of the revealed word which constitutes our path of safety for the kind of life God intends us to live, but also faith and testimony of those things which give us the motivating desire to act according to the will of God. Our beloved Savior said he came, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me, for I do always those things that please him. Vigorous offensive guided and sustained by righteousness and truth. The same reverent attitude and willing obedience should abide in the hearts of all mankind today. Are we at any time ever justified in sacrificing the teachings of eternal principles for gain or favor to satisfy our personal desires and vain ambitions? Are we ever justified when we appease individuals or organized pressure interests whose demands are adverse to the beneficial moral and spiritual blessing of people? Mormon, an ancient prophet of the Americas, wisely said, "Wherefore, all things which are good cometh of God, and that which is evil cometh of the devil, for the devil is an enemy unto God, and fighteth against him continually, and inviteth and enticeth to sin, and to do that which is evil continually. But behold, that which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good continually. Wherefore, everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good, and to love God, and to serve him, is inspired of God." This statement rings with truth and understanding. Nephi, another great American prophet, records that he was led by the Spirit of God in the things which he did, explaining to the understanding of his brothers on one occasion about the teachings of their father which they did not comprehend. He asked them this enlightening question, "Have ye inquired of the Lord?" Here is an important key. It takes faith to inquire of the Lord, and faith requires righteousness of lives to secure an answer from God. Another early American prophet counseled, "For the natural man is an enemy to God, and has been from the fall of Adam, and will be, forever and ever, unless he yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit." Can a man or woman who inquires of the Lord and truly desires to be led by the Spirit and willingly yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit support and approve any plan or promotion of evil intent or purpose contrary to his or her convictions, and be able to square his conscience with moral uprightness? We are not true to our God nor supporting as we should the gospel of his Son, our beloved Savior, when we give encouragement to and champion iniquitous causes of sin and degradation, which can only destroy the virtues of Christ-like character and the fundamentals of true religion in the lives of people. The great prophet Alma, admonishing his people, said, "Can ye imagine yourselves brought before the tribunal of God with your souls filled with guilt and remorse, having a remembrance of all your guilt, yea, a perfect remembrance of all your wickedness, yea, a remembrance that ye have set at defiance the commandments of God? I say unto you, can ye look up to God at that day with a pure heart and clean hands? I say unto you, can ye think of being saved when you have yielded yourselves to become subjects to the devil?" Later, in this same discourse, the following is recorded, "For I say unto you that whatsoever is good cometh from God, and whatsoever is evil cometh from the devil. God has marked the path. We have no excuse to err in our knowledge and understanding of right and wrong because God has marked out the path, the straight and narrow way which leads to life eternal. An ancient American prophet said that, men are instructed sufficiently that they know good from evil. The oppositions of men cannot change truth or principle, or moral or ethical standards as revealed of God. Therefore, men have no excuse for not arriving at right answers and decisions in all matters which come before them, by inquiring of the Lord and listening to the voice of His Spirit and having a willingness to be guided thereby. We will always find ourselves on the Lord's side of every issue and be strengthened to defend and hold fast to that which is good and acceptable to our God. Another prophet challenged his people by saying, "Behold, the scriptures are before you. If you will wrest them, it shall be to your own destruction. For behold, the Lord hath said, I will not succor my people in the day of their transgression, but I will hedge up their ways that they prosper not, and their doings shall be as a stumbling block before them." Alma, counseling his son against the insidious works of darkness, said to him, "Come, trust not those secret plans unto this people, but teach them an everlasting hatred against sin and iniquity." Continuing, he admonished, "Teach them to never be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly in heart, for such shall find rest to their souls. In our day the Lord has declared, Come, mine anger is kindled against the rebellious, and he that will not take up this cross and follow me, and keep my commandments, the same shall not be saved. Behold, I, the Lord, command, and he that will not obey shall be cut off in mine own due time. After I have commanded and the commandment is broken." The following are some additional latter-day scriptures which are most meaningful and a knowledge of which should encourage every person to righteous living and godly pursuits. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, woe be unto him that leadeth to deceive because he supposeth that another leadeth to deceive, for such are not exempt from the justice of God. And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall forsake all evil and cleave unto all good, that ye shall live by every word which proceedeth forth out of the mouth of God. Therefore, be not afraid of your enemies, for I have decreed in my heart, saith the Lord, that I will prove you in all things, whether you will abide in my covenant, even unto death, that you may be found worthy. For if you will not abide in my covenant, ye are not worthy of me. And this shall be our covenant, that we will walk in all the ordinances of the Lord. Wherefore, let every man beware lest he do that which is not in truth and righteousness before me. For of him unto whom much is given, much is required, and he who sins against the greater light shall receive the greater condemnation. Come, and inasmuch as ye keep not my sayings, which I give unto you, ye become transgressors, and justice and judgment are the penalty which is affixed unto my law." My brothers and sisters and friends, these scriptural quotations clearly define the true course God would have us live. To keep the commandments of God is the whole duty of man. God has decreed that as law is to be kept on this land, it is our obligation to unitedly stand firm and steadfast and immovable in keeping the commandments of God and unequivocally support firmly that which God has revealed and teaches so clearly to the understanding of all who desire to understand. We cannot be passive nor complacent about issues which destroy the rights, privileges, and freedoms which God has given us. Should any individual or group deprecate or deal loosely with temporal, moral, and spiritual basics, the blessings of heaven will not abide with them. We cannot go along with the crowd and do as they do. We choose to be different because we are different. To be worldly-minded separates us from heavenly blessings and opportunities for true happiness and peace. Walk uprightly before the Lord, and never waver. We should never waver as a people in our determination to support moral issues. Any vacillation would permit our courage to be tested for enactments and promotions which are evil and harmful in nature. It reminds one of the dares youth often make to each other to do something that is not proper or right or wise. Accepting a dare often ends disastrously. There is no wisdom or justification in giving ear to such taunts and irresponsible challenges. We must uphold and maintain that which we believe and know to be right with a firmness of conviction and purpose. This will provide a wholesome moral and spiritual influence in our communities and appeal to those who desire a quality environment for a peaceful and rewarding home life where children can grow up with companionships of young men and women with like moral and spiritual standards and ideals. I pray that God will bless all of us to be true and faithful to the trusts, obligations, and covenants we have entered into with Him and to honorably keep every condition of our vows. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.